On now with Clark Range baseball head coach Tim Jones. Coach, first thing I'll ask you, obviously when we first spoke this year, you were going into your first season as the baseball coach here at Clark Range. So tell me, how do you think, as we talk all the time about team improvements, where do you think you've grown the most as a coach so far in this your first year as the postseason approaches?
Well, I think a lot of it is, I mean, just the growth-wise of it is for one playing in the district. You know, I haven't ever been a part of this district, so getting to know some of the teams, getting to know some of the players, just not just on my team, but throughout the district, that's growth. You know, getting to see some of the young kids and seeing what everybody's got coming forth. Growing-wise, you know, a big part of that is just knowing the level of kids that you have and you know, what you're working with there. High school baseball, I take very seriously, you know, so – you know, trying to get the kids into that motivation. That's been a big part this year for me.
I think a lot of people here learning the district and don't really understand what all goes into that, because there's a lot to learn in terms of understanding, you know, pitchers for different teams, what they throw, how they kind of approach different hitters. You have to learn different lineups. How much of a challenge is that at the end of the day for a coach, especially like you in your first season? How much of a challenge is that?
In all honesty, it was a big challenge for us this year, you know, trying to get kids to realize that, you know, with some of the lopsided wins we had, trying to get them to realize how to switch speeds on pitchers. You know, in the first couple of innings, we may see a team's ace, and then, you know, we had a couple of lopsided losses, I mean, and, you know, they would pull them, and trying to get the kids to still stay focused and try hitting because of our inexperience this year. You know, our hitting wasn't top notch. We had a couple of good guys that I thought played good no matter who was on the mound or where they was at defensively. But then, you know, trying to get the rest of the team in that situation, it was a battle for us because I didn't know what each team had. I didn't know, you know, about who's lefty and who's throwing right and how to prepare the kids a lot this year. Next year, going into the year, I should know a little bit more about the teams that we're playing.
You mentioned the team being as young as it is, and obviously it is a very, very young team. Do you try to have the silver lining approach of, you know, yes, we might be struggling now, but a lot of this is for growth where, you know, a year, 2 years from now, we can look back and say that these hard times led to some really, really good and productive seasons when these kids are upperclassmen?
I've tried to get that through to the kids. And even for the upperclassmen, the thing of it is you know, it was a struggle. They knew that it was going to be a struggle last year for the team, you know, but then COVID hit, so it kind of took that away. So when I took the team this year, you know, the coaches before told me it would be a little bit of a struggle to get, you know, 12 guys that wanted to play baseball at Clark Range. Now I've got five freshmen coming next year. So we're kind of, a lot of us are looking forward, even the, you know, the two or three seniors that I do have that will be seniors this coming forth. You know, I try to tell them we're looking at leaving the program better tomorrow than what it was yesterday. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow for, you know, a 17, 18 year old boy, because they don't, you know, they don't want to see that. They want to win today. And we're trying to get there. But sometimes when you're dealing with, you know, freshmen and sophomore and a few juniors that haven't played high school, that can be a real struggle when you get into an experienced Monterey team or Gordonsville or Trousdale. Even Pickett County, I thought, played real well against us both games we played them. So.
How important then is it to have, because you mentioned, you know, having a couple seniors possibly next year, how important is it to have the right players that have that mentality of understanding? A lot of coaches talk about the process and that the process is boring. The process is not something that's exciting most of the time. How important is it to have players that kind of buy into that mentality?
I think it's real important. And I'll tell you, I've got a junior this year at Dalton West. You know, he'll be returning as a senior next year. And then, of course, Ethan Jones. Those two guys' work habits and seeing their progress through the years. I mean, Ethan, you know, he's an experienced ball player, but Dalton wasn't. And to see how both of them has grown on different stages, you know, I think any kid coming into the program can look and say, look, if I put effort into this, the coaches will be there and they'll meet me. And I think that's what most kids want, even at this level. You know, they don't want to be, you know, pushed off to the side. You know, if they're going to come and practice every day, they want somebody to be there to practice them, to push them a little harder. And I think that's important. And having those two also coming back as leaders, I think is going to be huge with these young guys coming in. I really do. I'm looking forward to next year, but I've not gave up on this year. I feel like if I can get Ethan Jones and Kobe Stevens back healthy for this tournament, I may be able to make a little noise. I'd sure love to at least go in there and compete.